Former President Jimmy Carter accepted the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize today, warning against the evils of war and urging people to work for peace in a world which has become a more dangerous place.
War may sometimes be a necessary evil, but no matter how necessary, it is always evil, never a good. We will not learn how to live together in peace by killing each other's children.
In a solemn ceremony this morning in Oslo, Norway, Mr. Carter, who is 78, accepted a Nobel Gold Medal and diploma. The award also includes a $1 million cash prize.
Today, Mr. Carter urged the United States to work towards a peaceful solution with Iraq by supporting the involvement of the United Nations. He said the U.S., as the last superpower, should not assume that super strength guarantees super wisdom. And he had these words for Iraq.
Perhaps of more immediate concern is the necessity for Iraq to comply fully with the unanimous decision of the Security Council that it eliminate all weapons of mass destruction and permit unimpeded access by inspectors to confirm that this commitment has been honored. The world insists that this be done.
The former statesman called himself a citizen of the troubled world, one that has changed greatly since he left the White House.
There is a plethora of civil wars, unrestrained by rules of the Geneva Convention, within which an overwhelming portion of the casualties are unarmed civilians who have no ability to defend themselves. And recent appalling acts of terrorism have reminded us that no nations, even superpowers, are invulnerable.
Mr. Carter said he finds hope in a growing consensus that the generally accepted goals of society are peace, freedom, human rights, the alleviation of suffering, and the rule of law.
Jimmy Carter, honored today for his lifetime pursuit of peace with the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize.